See, I think so often we tell people that they're not allowed to doubt or they're not allowed to have confusion about what's going on. And we have this idea that we really want to have people figure out everything and then they come to Christ. But that isn't the way the story goes. Thomas is doubting. He's confused. He's upset. He's dismayed. And in the midst of that, God allows him that. God is always big enough to deal with questions. And again, that's something that we don't tell people. We have a God that's large enough to deal with their doubt and their frustration and even their anger and upsetness, and he always makes room for that. He never tells you, you know what, I don't want you to be thinkers. I don't want you to be question things. He always says, I want my people to grow and to learn. I want my people to have questions. Even if you can't get them answered, it's okay to come before the Father and say, I don't understand. In fact, Scripture says if you lack wisdom, talk to him and he'll give you enough. But on the other side, once there's proof, he expects an honest response. And really, he expects a reaction here. You see what he says to Thomas? Stop doubting. And he says, then believe. And for most of us, we think that's a cognitive thought. You know, belief is just something that you keep inside. In Jesus' day, belief literally meant a change of lifestyle. If you believe something, it would change the way you act and you think and you behave. He's literally looking at Thomas and saying, Thomas, I've shown you the proof. I've given you the evidence. If you grab hold of this, I'm expecting you to live in a radically different way from this day forward. Isn't that an amazing thing? Stop doubting and believe. Live your life accordingly. Somehow we've given people the idea that following Christ is sort of a mental thing that's never meant to go outside our own flesh and body. But Jesus always thought, if you know who I am and if you love me and if you've accepted me and I'm your Lord and Savior, I expect you to live a transformed life because that's what I'm in the business of doing. But if you're here today and you're not sure about all of this, even now, it's okay. I believe God can handle that. But let me give you a little words of advice. If you honestly search for him, Jesus says, you will find me because there is more than enough evidence. And you know what? Even today, this could be your day to surrender. And I would ask that you would consider that and you can even come before the hymn and say, Lord, I don't understand all of this, but I want to know you. Would you find me this morning? Would you speak to my heart? If you're here today and you know the truth, you've accepted that, my question for you is, are you living accordingly? Literally, it's as if Jesus is saying, then stop wandering around. You don't have to go everywhere. Just follow after me. Take the steps I take. Let me lead and direct you. See, Jesus always brings us to that place where we need to choose whom we're going to serve. He understood that we're going to serve somebody regardless of what's taking place around us. And he's literally saying, I hope I will be the one. And all of us here need to make that choice. That's exactly what takes place in Thomas's life. If you know the history of Thomas and the rest of his life, he spends literally the rest of his life telling others about the nail holes in his Savior's hands. In fact, I'm not sure how he did it, but according to church history, he literally ended up in India preaching the gospel, sharing his faith, building a church. In fact, he stays there and dies in India for his faith. Have you ever thought about that before? I've talked to so many people that every so often they say, well, this whole resurrection story is made up. I mean, just think for a few seconds. We all hear those stories. You know, the disciples and the 120 gathered in a room and they sort of got together and they thought, okay, Jesus is really dead. But what we're going to tell everybody is that we actually knocked out all the Roman guards, which meant, if you know the history, if a Roman guard fell asleep in his position, the penalty for falling asleep on duty was death. It's not something that they were accustomed to doing. But these Roman guards who were sort of the battle-hardened special forces of the day, these were rough and tumble guys, they let a bunch of fishermen and common people sneak up on them, knock them all out, roll away the stone, grab the body, take off, run it through all of the neighborhoods, find a field for it to be into. If you've ever been to Israel, it's nothing but rocks and dirt. I mean, it's big rocks everywhere. There is no soil that you can actually dig into. But they dig into it, bury it, and come back to the house and say, we got that over with. Okay, from now on, if anyone asks, we're going to tell everyone that he's resurrected. We're going to take a pact. Okay, put your hand in. Okay, we're all agreeing. Jesus resurrected. We've all seen him. Break. Let's go out. Have you thought about Peter? I mean, Jesus is on the way to get crucified, and he's going, I don't have a clue who that man is. Mm-mm. Think. That's the story that so many people that don't know who Christ go for. Just think for a few moments. If you made up a story and you knew it wasn't true, you remember that meeting, you'd agree that this was the story, we knew it wasn't true, it's going to have to work and it's going to change the rest of the world for the rest of history. I mean, over a billion people have accepted Christ and look at him as Savior and Lord. That all works till you run into a Roman guard. That all works till you're crucified upside down. That all works until martyrdom is before you. And frankly, people will die for things that are not true. But if you're the one that made up the story, do you really think you would follow it all the way to the end? See, I don't think you would, especially if you'd made it up yourself. I mean, do you ever remember when you were a little kid, maybe at junior high or senior high, and you lied to your folks, and all of a sudden your folks found out? I mean, how long did you deny it? And then they said stuff like this: well, you know what, because of this, you're not going to ever see getting a driver's license again. You can kiss that car goodbye. You thought we were paying for college. I mean, just whatever the case may be, suddenly you're going, okay, maybe this is the time. I can remember when I was a little kid, my mom had this beautiful special plant, and we were playing basketball one day, and I knocked it over and killed it. And I can remember it was just amazing. I was young enough. I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and she got, you know, what happened to my plant? I don't know. Brothers did it. Sisters did it. I mean, I held on for that story. It has significance because one of my sister's boyfriends gave it to my mom, so this was a special plant for her. And I can remember we were literally 4 or 5 weeks later, we were sitting at the dinner table, and my dad had just prayed, and we said amen, and passed the salt, passed the pepper, and all of a sudden I was like, I did it, I'm the one that broke the plant. It was like everyone was like, what on earth did he utter out of his mouth at that very moment? The shame and guilt was overwhelming. And it just took my mom looking and going, I wonder what happened to my plant. You don't die for an untruth, especially if you've made the story up. And yet Thomas spends the rest of his life telling everyone he comes in contact with about the nails and the holes in his Savior's hands. He literally gives up his life so that the nation of India would know who their Jesus was. He came face to face with his Savior, and it transformed his destiny, just like it can transform ours. Today we have come to celebrate Jesus Christ. We have come to celebrate Jesus Christ born in a manger, crucified and buried and resurrected on the third day. Redemption was bought. Salvation was offered. Forgiveness was given to all who would accept it. Eternity was promised starting at the very moment we submit ourselves to him, and it goes way past death. And if we've experienced loss with our loved ones, you need to recognize that literally, according to a scriptural view of things, they have just gone ahead and we're going to be meeting them later. Amen to that. To all who believe just like Thomas, let's celebrate the truth that he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Amen and amen. Let's continue to worship together.
Let's stand together as we close with the service. Crown him many crowns. It's just a little bit of a chorus here. It's crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Here we go. Crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord over all. We sing, crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord over all. We sing, crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord over all. Crown him, crown him, crown him with many crowns. Crown him with many crowns. The Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for me. King through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of life.
Crown him the Lord of life. Who triumphed o'er the grave. Who rose victorious in the strife. Oh Lord, he came to save. His glory. And lives at death.
Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord over all. Crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord. We sing, crown him.
Just as he loved me, he loves you. And he will forgive your sins as he forgave mine. He lives forever. Praise God, he's alive.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you that he is risen and he loves and cares for you. More than anyone else. He loved me and he cared for me. He helped me and he saved me. If he could do that for me, someone so unworthy and helpless, you have to know that he loves and cares for each and every one of you guys. Above all else, you need to know and believe that he is risen and he lives today. He is here now.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may you leave with his blessing, and may your greeting be this day. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Go with God.